Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show, and you're encouraging WPER with another edition of Community Matters. This week, we are talking with two pastors in the region about an upcoming event. It is the One Church Rappahannock Region Worship Rally, which is taking place Sunday, November 1st at 3 p.m. at Fredericksburg Nationals Stadium. And this is really an opportunity to bring the churches together to worship our Lord and express the unity that we have in Jesus Christ. So, good morning. Welcome to the show. I'd love it if you could each just introduce yourself to our audience, just so we can have an idea of who we're speaking with today.
Good morning. My name is Pastor Ernest Costello. I am the lead pastor at Grace Church of Fredericksburg.
My name is Pastor Raymond Bell. I'm the senior pastor at Mount Hope Baptist Church in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Awesome. Thank you and welcome both. We're excited to talk to you today. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the event that is coming up on November 1st?
This event is part of a reflection of several pastors who've come together who feel it's very important to bring our community together in love and in unity in spite of all of the social ills we have in our community. So we felt that an event such as this, to pray the banner of Jesus Christ and bring our community together is very, very important. Pastor Ernest a while back gave me a call and asked me, what could we do to bring our community together as far as clergy is concerned? I'm an African-American pastor. He's a pastor of Indian descent. And our job was to bring together three or four leaders so we can come together and find out how we build a sense of diversity and also empower the African-American community in a time such as this. Pastor Ernest, you want to add to that?
You know, when George Floyd hit the news, there was a big grief and sorrow and pain in the African-American community. And I knew some of my African-American pastors probably were hurting along with their congregations. And I just wanted to reach out and say, like, how are you guys doing? Can I just let you know I'm thinking of you, praying for you? And Pastor Bell and I said, hey, why don't we get together? And why don't we just start meeting and invite some other pastors? So we have some pastors from different ethnic backgrounds, especially the African-American community and the white community, come together and say, how can the church, how can the Bible really present a solution to the social ills that Pastor Bell has alluded to? And we began to meet and we began to say, you know what? God's called us together. And very early, we did a march downtown. We had about 600 people or so be a part of the march in June. Then we had a pastor's meeting where we had well over 30 churches a part of that, senior pastors praying at that meeting. It was streamed online. And one of the things that we said we wanted to do was we wanted to do a worship rally. And so this is that worship rally. It's going to be held at Frednat Stadium to really show our community that there is another answer besides, you know, looting and anger, but that Christ can bring us together in unity to solve the problems that is facing society. The Bible is sufficient for us to do that.
So I would like to know then from both of your perspectives, and perhaps Pastor Raymond, we'll start with you on this, but obviously with such division happening in our community right now, what do you feel the role of the church is in bringing our communities together?
The church can't be silent. The church has to be vigilant in showing there is an alternative. One is coming together. One showing that with God, there is no color. God sees us as one. But more importantly, start demonstrating what it means to treat one another. I think on Sunday morning, many of our churches are segregated. So by coming together in this rally, white, black, Hispanic, as we come together in one, we're showing the world and we're showing our region that we're one body in Jesus Christ. For too long, the African-American community has felt kind of isolated and left out. And so by us coming together as one, it shows a unified front that the church can be one and fight the social ills of our community. Yes, we have to march. Yes, we have to talk to our legislative officials, but more importantly, we have to pray, seek God's face, and bring the church together that the church can rally and be one. For when people see us, then they can see the hand and might of God.
And then speaking to what Pastor Raymond just shared, Pastor Ernest, could you kind of give some insights into whether, are you seeing this happen within the church communities? Are you seeing that response? Or are you maybe hoping that we would just see more action from our churches, from our church communities to bring us together?
We do need to see more action, but that's not a negative. I think we all feel very positive about the fact that God's called us together as a group of pastors across ethnic backgrounds to say, we want to fulfill John chapter 17. Jesus said, when they see your unity, then they'll know that I'm the Lord. And so when we love one another, instead of just shout insults and hurl accusations at one another, it really demonstrates to the world that there's a better way, that Jesus actually has an answer to our problems. In fact, the Bible teaches us that as Pastor Bell so well said, that there is no wall that divides us anymore. So the church, we feel, has already responded. At the march, we had over 20 churches. At the prayer rally, we had over 30 churches. So we see the churches responding and saying, yes, because there's something that beats in the heart of every believer. And they see all these, you know, church on this corner, church on that corner. But when they see the church at large getting together across denominational lines and ethnic lines, there's something that beats in the heart of every believer said, yes, that's what it's supposed to look like. Yes, we can do this. We can be one church. We can be one family under one Father. And so I think churches are really responding well. We are one group called One Church, but there are other groups that are meeting with Bible studies that are across ethnic backgrounds. There are other groups that are meeting, having relational discussions with one another. There are some looking at social changes. So I've seen just in very different groups and different pockets, the church really stepping up to say, we've got an answer for society and we should be at front and center of the dialogue in our society about how we move forward together as a community.
I think that really opens the door to an interesting then next question. You mentioned some of the other groups that are meeting, the other conversations that are taking place, and I'd love to know, outside of this event, Pastor Raymond, where are you seeing your church, your congregation, really do more to bring communities together?
In situations like this, what we're doing, we're reaching out to other churches. We are embracing other pastors. We have a conversational Bible study where we bring in other pastors of different ethnic groups that we can discuss issues of the day that affect the church and affect the community and how we as a body can come together. Also, during this season of COVID, we're making sure that we respond to everyone. We see everyone in many times as first responders or first aid helpers when it comes to those who work in our schools, when it comes to our fire and rescue, when it comes to our police department, when it comes to those who work in waste management, those who work for the county government, who are essential workers. It's our job as a congregation to show love. So we distribute lunches to them free. We make sure they feel embraced because we want to show the community that we're not just loving on African Americans, we're loving on everyone because we're one community coming together.
And can I just ask from both of you, how did you two connect? Like, how did you, your relationship and your commitment to enacting change in our community, how did that get started?
I've been here for 34 years pastoring. I think Pastor Ernest has been here a few more years longer than me. But I had a relationship with one of his members who was doing some training, and she was helping me develop some programs at our church. And whenever I stopped by Grace Church, he was always gracious, always open, always willing to embrace me. So our relationship goes back probably a good 15, 16 years. And so I'm just so glad that he called me and said, hey, Ray, let's pull this together, because I think this has done a lot for our relationship and bringing other pastors in.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then Pastor Ernest, anything that you'd like to add to that?
Pastor Bell, he's such a great person. Okay. You can't help but love Pastor Bell when you meet him. And so when he would come by, we would have these great conversations and we struck up a friendship, and we didn't talk every day but every now and then we would touch base. And then there was a common friendship between us and a mutual respect and a love that we had for each other. And you know, the Bible teaches when, you know, one's hurting, all's hurting. And I he was my friend. And when George Floyd hit, I wanted to call my friend and I'm say, how you doing? Is there anything I can do at all? And when we started talking, he's so honest and he's so truthful. You know, we had a great discussion, and he said, let's do something. I agree with you, Pastor Ernest. We need to do something. And so we started inviting other folks, and our group really came together, and we're so glad to see this being something very practical for our community. So like next week, we're meeting with the Sheriff's Department to say, hey, how can the church, you know, help you even more than we've already helped you? As he said, we've already done some things for them, but how can we be a voice piece if something does go wrong in our community? You can lean on us to, you know, to speak to our congregations and to different people. So we're developing quite a network of relationships in the community to show that the church and the Bible and Christ really has real answers for real issues that face a society. And I'm glad to get to do it with my friend.
Beautiful. It sounds like there's a real passion then to just open up lines of communication that maybe before now haven't been completely open, and that even in itself could make a huge difference in bringing unity into our communities.
Yes. And I would add, you know, there have been a number of businesses that have heard and seen what we're doing, and they're all on board. I have talked to more pastors in the last few months following, you know, the incident with George Floyd that, you know, roiled our nation. And there is such a willingness and a desire from all of the pastors that I speak to. Yes, I want to be a part. Yes, this is great. Yes. And they're showing it by with their actions. They're talking about it in their churches. They're going to Bible studies. They're on Zoom calls. We've had Zoom calls well above 50 people where, you know, we've talked about these issues with pastors and leaders. So there's a great interest, I think, in all believers to see God's church come together to model to society there's a better way than, you know, being destructive, but being loving and in unity.
I want to say this. I think it's very important that I and Pastor Ernest, we're just representatives of our group, but we definitely want to make sure that it's noted that Pastor David Bradshaw from Awakening Church, Apostle Tamika Carr from Loving the Nations, Adam Blosser from Goshen Baptist Church, and Pastor Jeffrey Smith from Strong Tower, that's the core group along with I and Pastor Ernest that's trying to make a difference in this community.
Yes, and I just wanted to say, I want to add to that, that Pastor Bell and I are not the leaders of that group. We all co-lead that group together. There's a collegiality among all of us to help one another. There's not one of us or two of us who are the main leaders.
Perfect. Thank you very much for clarifying that. I think that that's great. So then turning back to the event, to the One Church Rappahannock Region Worship Rally, what is your vision for that day? What do you hope? What is your prayer that you would see happen during the two-hour event?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that people understand it's not a political event. And so we want people to come with prayer on their heart, not advocating, because we know the election is a few days off. But I think one of the key factors for us is to show a sign of unity, to come before God in prayer and to pray for our entire community, for racial reconciliation, for the African-American community that's been hurting, to find a sense of peace and justice. But more importantly, for our entire community to come together in prayer and unity. We believe that this will be the pivotal factor as we go into 2021 and carrying out many mandates that will bring our community together, that will help us address some of the social ills that impact all Americans in the Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, Stafford, King George area.
I'd like to add that we have, as a group, our leadership team that you just heard about, all of those pastors and leaders, we have four pillars. And our four pillars are as follows. Christ. The Christ is the centerpiece, the starting point. Everything points to him. And he is the reason that we are in one family. Number two, so through the worship rally, we believe that when we lift up the name of Jesus in worship and praise, that in heavenly realms, that God's anointing and blessing and peace will flow over the region. So we believe that this is a strategic spiritual moment, not a political moment, but a spiritual moment to release God's blessing over our area. And we believe that when the believers of different churches come together, God sees that unity, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. I believe that when David talked about that in Psalm 133, he was talking about the southern brothers and the northern brothers coming together into unity. There, God commands a blessing. So we're believing for that blessing, that Christ would pour out that blessing. Number two, our next pillar is solidarity with the African-American church, that when one hurts, we all hurt. We look at the interest of others above our own, that grieve with those who grieve. And the African-American community is grieving through many things that have happened, not just George Floyd, but many have happened afterwards. And we want to come alongside and hug and embrace and show we care, we love, how can we help? How can we walk with you? How can we make changes? And then justice. Justice is the foundation of God's throne. He is just and his work is perfect. there's no shadow of a variance in him at all. And so we want to see justice wherever there's justice, wherever there's inequality. We don't want that inequality because that's not God's throne. God's throne is based on justice. So we want to advocate for that. And then finally, unity, John 17, Jesus prayed for our unity. And we need to demonstrate that we're committed to that. Listen, Jesus' blood died, was spilled for believers, brothers and sisters, to be in unity. And if his blood was spilled for that very purpose, then it demands the highest effort out of every believer to achieve that unity, to work for that unity. And so we believe that this worship rally is one of those things that allows us to demonstrate that unity to the world so that we can lift up the name of Jesus, which brings us back to the first point, which is it's all about Christ. And I think that we it has not fallen on our whole leadership team, on deaf ears or blind eyes, that it's about a couple of days before the election, and we want to see peace and rule in our region no matter what happens in the election. And we believe that coming together in unity to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can provide a peaceful means of responding to the election and any results.
I think that that's also a good point to bring up, just because not just within the body of Christ in general, but also even within the church, you have people with different political affiliations. So this particular event, this is a nonpartisan type approach, right? You're just focusing on the gospel. You're just focusing on bringing the community together as one in the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. That is correct.
Beautiful.
This is not a political event. In fact, you know, we've said on our website, when you go, we're not allowing any political signs or passing out brochures. We are focused wholly on the unity that we have in Christ.
I love that. Beautiful. Thank you. Looking beyond November 1st, do you envision more events like this happening, more opportunities where the community can come together and worship as one? Do you like from a broader sense, obviously not just within the single church, but bringing churches together, bringing communities together? Do you envision that happening more?
We believe that's our mission. We believe that it's very important that the body of Christ come together. So yes, we're looking at a lot of creative alternatives as this event is over. We'll come back to our planning team, start including other churches, make sure our structure is strong, and start marketing and advertising other events that will impact our community. We believe from a spiritual standpoint, at the same time, it will provide a time for fellowship, a time for understanding, a time to be able to discuss issues that maybe we differ on, but at the same time, we can disagree and not be disagreeable. So we believe that the key to us is opening up that bridge where we both can walk across. And even though we might be walking in the wrong direction, opposite directions, we can talk, share, and then go back to our respective homes, our respective churches, and respect one another.
My answer to that is yes. And we are not the only group in town that is meeting, you know, trying to do things. And there are some that are just very organic and very relational that's making a difference in those congregations, you know, because they're developing friendships among the pastors. There are some Bible studies across denominational lines and ethnic lines that are really creating strong relationships between churches. And so I think that there is really a newfound sense of commitment from a lot of pastors in town that says, man, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. And they're giving time and energy to it. So yes, there will be not only from our group, but I think from other groups, you're going to see the churches working together to do various projects together in the Fredericksburg region.
I think one significant point is the pastors coming together. I think for so long, pastors have kind of remained in their own particular context and their own church environments and have reached out to one another. So I think whenever our congregants, whenever our parishioners see us coming together, it energizes them. So I think the key for this event and future events is that when our congregants see pastors coming together and they see those racial and crazy perspectives being torn down, that does something to our congregants and they come together.
Awesome. Well, I think we are just about out of time, but before we close today, I'd love to just make sure that our listening audience knows how they can find out more information about the event coming up on November 1st.
You can go to onechurchrappahannock.com. That will send you to the Eventbrite page immediately where you can RSVP. We can only take 1,000 because that's all that, you know, the governor allows in Virginia. And so you need to RSVP. It is a free event. We've hardly done any marketing at all. And already we have over 200 people signed up. So if people don't sign up soon, it may be closed very quickly. There's a lot of interest. You can also go to our Facebook page, One Church Rappahannock Region, and you can click on the link there to RSVP. I would tell folks that this event most likely will get not sold out, but you know, fill up. I mean, that's the word I should use, fill up very quickly. And if they want to be a part, that they can. Seating will be with a blanket in the outfield as well as in the stadium. Masks are required to get into the stadium, but you can take them off when you get to your seat. The biggest thing is you got to register. You just can't show up at the gate because we can't let you in. You have to have a ticket to get in. It's free, but you have to have that ticket to get in.
Beautiful. Well, thank you both very much, Pastor Ernest and Pastor Raymond. I am honored to have had the chance to speak with you both today, and I'm very excited for this event. And again, if you didn't catch that website where you can find out more about the One Church Rappahannock Region Worship Rally, that is onechurchrappahannock.com. The event is coming up November 1st, so it is coming fast, but you do want to register so you don't miss out on the opportunity to attend. As always, thank you for listening to Community Matters on Your Encouraging WPER, and you can hear these interviews again anytime at our website, WPER.org.